What's good, boys? Second podcast of the day.
What's popping?
Today, in this one, we got predictions for week one. That is about to get underway, starting tonight. So let's get it.
Hey, all right.
First matchup is the Texans at the Chiefs. Who you got, George?
Chiefs.
Yeah.
The Chiefs, Super Bowl winners, they're going to get this easy. It's going to be weird, though. I'm going to be honest. All these teams with young cores, they don't know how they're going to do. Without having a preseason is going to be a problem for some of these teams. But the Chiefs are – they're going to win this.
Yeah.
Watson doesn't have much help. Cooks has not played a game yet for them, so I don't think he'll get into it right away. But
I agree, Chiefs here. I think it'll be a closer game than a lot of people think. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be one possession. But I think the Chiefs have too much firepower on offense. The only way the Texans could possibly win this is if they absolutely take control of the clock. I mean, it's not impossible. They did it last year in week six. And they beat them by like two scores too. So I think it's possible, but it's going to be a long shot.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next up, we got Eagles and the Washington football team. All right, so this may be a surprise to you, but Washington – no, I'm kidding. Eagles. Is Haskins starting?
Yes, he is.
It's going to be weird over there. Like, this team, great to have a preseason. So they have three quarterbacks who are all kind of in the same boat, and it's kind of hard to show who's best in game situations without having preseason games.
Yeah.
I think Alex Smith will pull out and start, if I'm being completely honest. But not with Dwayne Haskins at the helm. They can't beat the Eagles.
I actually am a believer in Dwayne Haskins. I think he'll be good. I think this year he'll be a lot better than he was last year, because this year he actually has a coaching staff. Jay Gruden is just – he just gets jobs because of his brother, right. So – That's that. But no, I got the Eagles in this one. I think with the Eagles with no injuries, you know, I think they're an 11-5 team, and they're a divisional round team. So I have them taking care of business here in week one.
All right. Next up, we got the Patriots and Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going Pats. Until the Dolphins get their quarterback situation, not having Fitzpatrick starting, it's going to be the Patriots every single time. If they have a lot of players on that team, a lot of young players who need to develop and get better. But if this is their first game, no way all the young players on that team. You can probably tell, but I'm going to be mostly going with the older, more veteranized teams, because
mm-hmm.
that's just how it's going to be at the start of the season with no preseason games.
Yeah, no, I have the Patriots here too. I think the Dolphins are a year or two removed from playoff contention. Obviously, with Fitzpatrick starting week one, that'll be interesting to see. George mentioned no preseason earlier. You know, the Dolphins are a pretty young team with a couple vets on the roster, so I think they need a little bit of time to come into their own. I think Tua will be starting in the near future, but I got the Patriots in this one.
All right, the Pack versus the Vikes. Now, as we said in our podcast previous, the Vikings are without Danielle Hunter, mm-hmm. which is very, very big. But I think it'll be a close game, but the Packers are going to pull out with this one. We're going to see how Yannick Ngakoue is going to play, how Danzler is going to play, how Justin – all these new players to that team. We're going to see if they can step up and do good or just not play shit the bed.
Yeah, originally, like, for the past couple of months, just looking at the schedule, I've had the Vikings up to this point. But without Danielle Hunter now, I have the Packers squeaking this one out in a tight one. Aaron Rodgers has a chip on his shoulder, and I think they'll come out on top week one.
Indeed. All right. Colts, Jags. I have the Colts coming out with this
one. Yeah, I think this one's pretty obvious.
It will. The Jaguars figure away or released everybody who had was decent, other than Josh Allen and some of their rookies. I think Josh Allen's still a good player, but he's not good enough to hold together that team. Or Miles Jack, but
yeah.
Wait, what? Quick question: what's the situation on Telvin Smith?
Will not be returning.
Really? What happened?
Basically, what happened is he took a year off, last year, and then there was legal issues. So,
who's the best coverage back?
I think it's safe to say.
My opinion.
Yeah. No, when they made that run, he was really good, but I think.
No, he's not coming back in a Jags uniform or any uniform.
At least for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I already said Colts. I think that's a no-brainer. They just have way more talent on both sides of the ball than Jaguars right now. Bears, Lions.
Ooh.
I have the Lions winning
this game.
I'm
going to have to watch
it. I do have the Lions winning this game. I think Trubisky, you know, getting the start week one. I think he'll have an okay game, an average game. I don't think that's good enough to beat the Lions. I think the Lions could be a really sneaky team this year.
Mm-hmm.
I would watch them to have a formation like the Niners did almost last year. Yeah. I think they're a real contender to be really good this year. I think if you watched the podcast earlier, I have them going 9-7. But there's a real possibility that they could 7-11 or 13-3. You never know. But I think Matthew Stafford is really good, and I think he will carry them to this win.
Now, this may just be the year the Lions win their playoff game since, what was it?
They might get to the playoffs, but they're not winning the playoff game. It's like 1990s, the last time they won a playoff game.
All right. Holy. What? Yeah,
1992.
Mm. God, oh my God. It was a. Oh my God, that's actually.
The Ravens weren't even a team when the Lions last had their playoff win.
Someone made a what's it called? An article. A 10,000 days ago, the Lions won a playoff game.
That's a
long time if you think about it. All right, I have the Lions winning here. The Lions are a sneaky team, as you said. They were guzzled with injuries last year. They're a good team. I feel they have a lot of good players. They are going to have a good team this year. They had a lot of picks, players who were injured last year. And they had close games, too, last year. Like, if you look, I'm pretty sure everything was really close to the wire.
Yeah.
They lost.
And they had a lot of injuries.
Yeah. But I do have the Lions coming out with this one. It's a make or break year for Matt Patricia.
Yeah. Raiders, go to Carolina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Based on our podcast earlier, I know we have different views on this one, George, but I do have the Raiders coming out on top on this one. I think Derek Carr's going to start the year pretty strong, or not the year, but I think he'll start week one pretty strong. I think the Panthers are young still. They need a little bit of time to come into their own. I think Teddy Bridgewater definitely needs some more time to get used to the new weapons. I think Josh Jacobs is just really good, and I think they'll be able to control the clock with him. And I think the fact that Teddy Bridgewater is going to be throwing at least 50% or more of his passes to McCaffrey definitely could be a problem against this Raiders defense, as their linebackers are pretty good. So,
I impose this opinion. The Panthers are winning, let's be honest. I mean, they drafted all defense, all great players. And you're telling me the only option on that offense is run CMC? Come on. They got Curtis Samuel. They got DJ Moore. Anderson. I thought his name was Rodney for some reason. God. But
you're losing it.
They have all of those. Yeah, they have all those weapons. Just because they lost Kuechly, you know, GOAT, doesn't mean that they're not still a good team.
Yeah, I think they need a veteran presence on that team, though. An experienced player.
I mean, that's why they got... Yeah, they don't have anyone.
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right, next up, you want to do this one or should I?
I'll do it. Jets at Bills. I know we have the same prediction for this one.
Jets.
We both have the Bills. Last year, this game was a one-point game week one, and that was a tight one. But this one, I feel like it'll be a little bit different. I think the Bills get a comfortable touchdown win, you know. I think Josh Allen really comes into his own in this game. And I think that Stephon Diggs will really prove to make that trade worthy.
Same thing. I just have a little to add to it. I mean, Bills are looking good. They picked up a couple players. Could really help them. The Jets also did too as well.
Yeah.
But in the end, Bills.
Yeah, now, their D-line's better. No line's game, better.
The Browns, they're going to stick this one out and win. I mean, I can't even say it.
Are you going to do that every week?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, so we both have the Ravens. I was looking at a few predictions earlier today on Instagram, and I saw someone choose the Browns, and they gave absolutely no reasoning, so I was pretty furious.
They did it last year.
Yeah, the Ravens, I feel like, are going to come out of the gate strong. Maybe hit a bump.
Slow down.
Maybe hit a bump week three. But I don't see anybody really derailing them other than, like, the Chiefs and a few other teams down the stretch. I know they have a, like, four-game stretch where it gets pretty tough. But I think this one is the first one in the left column for the Ravens here.
All right. All right, the same thing. Nothing really to add. I just feel they are the better team right now. Next up, we have Seattle versus the Falcons.
Mm.
This one, no-brainer. Seattle's they paid up for Jamal Adams.
Yeah.
He better be able to lock down that secondary. I feel they're a great team with Jamal Adams being able to help out in that weak secondary. All they need now is like a left tackle, and they're Super Bowl winners.
Yeah.
But against this Falcons team who has good players, not a lot of depth and a couple holes, like, I don't know about it. Like, they lost a lot on their defense last year. They lost, they lost Alf. I'm pretty sure they lost Alfred.
They lost Trufant.
I don't think they didn't lose any. No, they lost Fowler, right? They got Fowler from the ring.
Mm-hmm.
I just still don't think that's enough.
I think the Falcons can give him a fight here, but I think the Seahawks will win it in the closing moments of the game. Last year, if you remember, the Bengals only lost to the Seahawks by one, and they had a real shot to win that game. Seahawks week one usually struggle. That's the only reason why I could see the Falcons squeak this one out, and who knows, maybe Matt Ryan just beast modes, but no, I got the Seahawks in this one.
All right. Next up, we got the Chargers playing the Bengals. Now, this I actually think could be a close game. Because Derwin James is up for another season. Yeah, the thing is, we don't know how good Tyrod Taylor is going to be. Along with that, if the Bengals rush can get there, they're really good. Because they have Reader. Excuse me. They have Atkins. Who'd they get? Who's that DN they got? You know what I'm talking about?
Mike Daniels.
They got Mike Daniels. They got Carl Lawson. And they upped their secondary, bringing two cornerbacks from
Minnesota.
From the Vikings. Mackenzie Alexander, Trey Waynes. And they still have Williams, and Jesse Bates. If they can get pressure, I feel they have a really close shot for this game. I'm calling the Bengals for this one. If Joe Burrow can show leadership and get his wide receiver there, and Mixon can establish a run game. Chargers, they look good on paper, but I don't know.
Yeah, I have the Chargers in this one only because their defense. I think they have a top five pass rush in the entire league. And Joe Burrow in his first NFL game, that I feel like that can get to him. So I have the Chargers in this one. But this definitely is one to keep your eye on for upsets. We don't know how good Tyrod Taylor is. He hasn't played in 2 years. He hasn't started in 2 years. So we'll see how it goes. But I do have the Chargers in this one.
All right. Next up, we got Cards versus
Niners.
This is a no-brainer. I mean, let's go Niners.
Mm.
They're going to – I'm sorry. Cardinals have a weak interior defense. And against their offense, you're going to need your whole defensive line to be good. I mean, they run up every gap. They will shoot through holes. And when you're blitzing the run, they're going to pass it over the top. And if you can't stop the run and you see Tevin Coleman and what's his name? I mean, no, is Tevin Coleman still on the team?
Yeah, Tevin Coleman.
Jet McKinnon, Raheem Mostert, all of those running backs, they're just going to swap them in. 6 yards, 7 yards, 6 yards, 7 yards. You're not going to get tired, and they're just going to run you down, and you're going to be out before you know it. And that defense is very good, too. So I know Kyler Murray is the coming the rookie of the year, and he does have Hopkins now. They still have a really good defense.
Yeah, I do have the Niners in this one, but if I had to pick a major upset, I would say the Cardinals are my upset team of the week. I think that, you know, when you look at last year, obviously it's not the same, but the Cardinals were the only team that was really able to play the Niners close. I think they had a really good game plan. Kyler Murray posed a lot of problems for that Niners defense. And another year of maturity and real number one wide receiver. I would not be surprised if the Cardinals won this game. That being said, I am going with the 49ers, but I would not be surprised if we're sitting here Monday morning and looking at Cardinals 1-0.
Next up, we got this is going to be a fun game to watch.
Yeah, this is going to be a good game.
Bucks versus Saints. High-powered offenses. It's going to be a good game, but both have really good teams. It's going to be high-scoring. I'll tell you that. I'm saying this could go either way. Like, I'm leaning towards the Saints because Tom Brady doesn't start off that well. But then again, that offense is so I'm gonna say it could go either way, but if I had to choose, I would say Bucks.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Saints on this one just because of the continuity. This will be the Bucks' first game together as a team, so I think that holds them back a little bit early on in the game, and that's why I think the Saints will jump out to an early lead. And I think the Saints defense is a little bit better than the Buccaneers defense. So they'll be able to get some key stops on against Tom Brady and the offense. So I think with that being said, I have the Saints winning that game.
All right. Cowboys-Rams. Is that Sunday Night Football?
Sunday Night Football in the new stadium.
Ooh. Cowboys. CD Lamb is going to have hell of a game.
You know, I did have the Cowboys all this time.
But no, you're switching up?
Today was the first day that I picked the Rams over the Cowboys. And I only have the Rams because new stadium. I feel like this new look offense could be really good. No, I don't know why. But no, I just have a feeling about the offense not returning to 2018 form. Because I do not have them making the playoffs, disclaimer. But I think this offense can return to average. And I don't think Dak Prescott will be able to rise to the occasion. And the Rams defense is still pretty good. I don't know why everyone's deciding to sleep on the Rams. The Rams defense is pretty good. Their pass rush is good. They locked up Jalen Ramsey. They have a really young safety that I really like in Taylor Rapp. They drafted Terrell Burgess. They have really good they have a pretty good defense, and I think that'll help them. Yeah, what do you think?
Lost Fowler. Corey Littleton, right? Or Middleton. Who the heck do they have other than Donald, Rapp?
Brockers. Brockers is good. He almost went for the Ravens this offseason.
I think they may have John Johnson right now.
John Johnson's good.
But, I mean, that linebacking court, tell me. Yeah, you can't.
I got the Rams. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
Don't be surprised if we're sitting here on Tuesday discussing this and I'm making fun of you because the Rams won.
Oh, my God. All right. Steelers at New York. In the Big Apple, Steelers are going to pummel the Giants. Their run defense, especially their front seven, the people they have in the box, is disgusting. So I feel like Saquon will still have a game, but it's not as good as his usual, you know, games where he has to carry. And I feel the Steelers' defense will do pretty well. And I know it's Big Ben's first game back, but let's be honest. The Giants' defense...
I've kind of been back and forth on this game. I feel like this I feel like this is a real opportunity for an upset. I think Daniel Jones got a lot better in the offseason. But the biggest thing for me is not seeing Ben Roethlisberger throwing us an actual defense. But as George mentioned, Steelers' defense is really good, and I think this will be a really low-scoring game, like below 20. But I think that I do have the Steelers coming out on top in a tight one here. But Ben Roethlisberger gets his first dub since last year.
Last but not least, I don't know about you, but I already know who's winning this. Titans.
Yeah.
No Vaughn. No, who else did they lose? They lost someone else, right?
Their right tackle opted out. Jawan James. So I think that poses a lot of problems.
Titans got Clowney now. Clowney on a backup and freaking.
Yeah, they're going to have Clowney on DeMar Dotson.
And they still have, who's that other guy who, from BC, I'm forgetting his name. You know what I'm talking
the Titans?
About? Yeah, the
Harold Landry. Linebacker.
Yeah, Harold Landry's good. Right. They may not have Jarrell Casey anymore for that pass rush, but they still have Jeffrey Simmons. I just feel the Titans defense and offense is better. The Broncos offense is gonna be a very vertical, you know, passing team. But their defense without Vaughn is gonna be it's still going to be decent because they do have Jeffrey Simmons, Chubb, Alexander Johnson. But it's not going to be the same, and I don't know if that's enough to keep it close with the Titans.
Yeah, I do have the Titans on this one. I think you can make a case for the Broncos if they did have Von Miller. But that being said, they don't, and I am not a fan of teams that don't have solid offensive lines, especially at the tackle position. And that's exactly what the Broncos have right now, a poor offensive line and weak tackles. And I think for a second-year quarterback who never really started, I think that could pose a lot of problems.
I agree with you. All right. Is that it? Last thoughts before
That's it. Enjoy the game tonight, guys. It's going to be a good one.
And peace out. Happy night.
Peace.